Another powerful storm in the Atlantic is threatening Caribbean islands that were devastated by Hurricane Irma. Forecasters said today that Hurricane Maria's sustained winds are now up to 120 miles per hour, and it is bearing down on the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Further north, Hurricane Jose is moving toward New England and bringing winds and rain with it. Joining us on Skype is meteorologist David Epstein. David, it seems like Maria is the bigger threat here. As of today, it's a major hurricane and it's getting stronger.
That's right. So it continues to look like it's going to stay a major hurricane. And when we use the word major, it's not just we're throwing a superlative onto the hurricane. Actually, there's a technical aspect to it, a Category 3 hurricane or higher, so 3, 4, and 5, we call them major hurricanes. So that's why it's called that. Winds are forecast to become as high as 130 knots, which translates into 150 miles an hour. That should happen over the next day and a half to 2 days or so. The good thing about this, it's a little further south than Irma was. So it's not going to go over the exact same area, but any wind and rain is just not good.
But we remember that one of the reasons Puerto Rico was spared from Irma for the most part is because Irma went north of Puerto Rico. This one looks like it may hit Puerto Rico head on.
That's right. This particular storm could actually cross the island. That would tend to weaken if it does cross the island. But you are correct. The fact that Irma missed them because it went a little further north, it impacted those northern islands like Barbuda. We saw all that horrible damage there. This particular storm is headed off towards the west-northwest, but it's just south of Irma's path.
When you look at it on the satellite imagery, it doesn't look as put together as Irma. It's not quite as clear of an eye, for example.
Right, exactly. And all hurricanes don't necessarily have a completely clear eye. Well-developed ones do, but just because we don't see a clear eye doesn't mean the storm isn't necessarily well-developed with strong winds. As you mentioned, the winds are well over 100 miles an hour at this point. I suspect that it'll start to clear out this afternoon as the storm becomes better organized. And then the eye goes through replacement cycles. So it has an eye, the thunderstorms around it kind of dissipate, it creates a new eye. And those cycles continue to happen until the storm eventually either peters out or goes over land.
And what are the chances that it will eventually hit the U.S. mainland?
Well, it's not zero, that's for sure. And depending on what models we look at, you know, it could impact the United States mainland. We just don't know once you get that far out. It just depends. I mean, there's some models that bring it very close to the southeast coast, say Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, in that area, and then curve it off towards the northeast. It may have some interaction with Jose and do what's called a Fujiwara effect, where they sort of almost dance around each other. It's like taking two dumbbells and you pull one down, the other has to go up. But it's just too early to say whether Maria is going to impact the U.S. mainland or not.
Seems like this is going to go down as a very significant hurricane season in the Atlantic.
It is definitely an active hurricane season in the Atlantic. There's no question about it. We're not as active as we were back when we had Katrina and Wilma in 2005. But one of the other aspects of this year is that we're coming off of several years of really below normal hurricane activity, far below average. And so one of the reasons for that is that we have less wind shear. There's no more El Nino. So that tends to allow these hurricanes to develop. It's a lot of different factors as to why we've got more hurricanes right now, but also it's comparatively much higher than the very abnormally low years we've just been through.
That's meteorologist David Epstein as we watch a number of hurricanes in the Atlantic. David, thank you.
You're welcome.